Hello, everyone. Welcome to Developing Palettes. I am Aaron Loomis coming to you from the Drew Estate Studio. And with me today is John McTavish from the Stani Studio. How you doing, John?
Good, man. We're doing a rare twofer. You know, it's like every 25 reviews or something like that. It seems like we're doing a twofer. So, yeah, it's nice.
That's right. And there's a twofer in the name even. So today That's we're true. Talking about the Adrian Magnus Black Black.
Black Black.
Cigar is a Toro 6x52. Comes out of the Adrian Magnus factory in the Dominican Republic. The wrappers from the Dominican Republic, the binders from Nicaragua, and the fillers from the Dominican Republic. Price point is $26, and the cigar is released in 2021. So with all that out of the way, John, what was your overall experience like with this cigar?
One thing I don't normally talk about is the weight of cigars. And I just want to say, like, you know, we've reviewed a lot of very spendy cigars, and I will say that, man, do they put a lot of tobacco in this cigar. It weighed in at 19.2 grams, and you could tell when you pick it up, you're like, okay, like this is, you know, you're getting tobacco. Like, it's not just packaging. And I appreciated that because, we have certainly paid a fair amount for some cigars, and you pick them up and it, you know, as they say, it's like a popcorn fart and you're like, where's the tobacco? I didn't feel that way with this cigar. Started out interesting, sort of a very nuanced profile you kind of had to reach for a little bit. Tobacco, chocolate, baking spices, kind of a musty wood finish, a little bit of a delayed astringency on the post draw to add some interesting notes there. As it kind of continued on, tobacco sweetness kind of defined the center of the retrohale. It had sort of a, not a meatiness, but that sort of peanutty, savory quality, an undefined savory quality in the center as it settled in. A little bit of vegetal notes in the finish. So interesting first third. Second third started out with creamy wood, little musty wood to finish. Kind of sat a little bit on the palate between each puff. And that was kind of what the second third was mostly about. A lot of sweet wood, a lot of dry wood, a lot of musty wood. Wasn't getting a lot of those notes that I was getting out of the first third. And then the last third started out with some creamy earth, but like not that sort of dank, cloying earth, like that really pleasant potting soil, which was nice. A little bit of mild char broke into the profile, and then kind of as quickly as it came, faded away, which was kind of curious. And then it kind of became largely wood forward as it continued on for the rest of the review. So, you know, profile was okay. Not necessarily super standout for me. Burn was excellent. No issues throughout the entire review. Draw was a little bit into the resistance spectrum. I had it tagged at 2.5 to 3 notches. So just a little bit more resistance than I would want. What was your experience like?
For me, the cigar started with a slightly dry toasted cedar and light earth. Got some chalkiness that joined in pretty quickly. Second third saw a mild black pepper join in, and the final third saw the toast level become heavy and a light wood bitterness joined in. I had absolutely perfect construction on mine, so no issues with the burn or draw. But for me, it was just an average flavor profile, kind of focused around that toasted cedar earth and chalkiness. Light strength that built up to medium. A pretty expensive cigar that just didn't really deliver on flavor for me. So not really a cigar I'd come back to, but I'm open to trying some of their other offerings just to kind of see what's out there, since this is a kind of a new brand to me. So, you know, I'm open to see what they have. All right, getting the score, we're really close. You gave it a 5.8. I get a 5.75. So how'd that 5.8 match up for you?
Yeah, I matched up well. Like I said, I docked it a little bit for the draw, but even if you take that aside, you know, I think, you know, at most, I think it would have been a 6, which is fine. There's nothing wrong with that. But I think when you factor in the price point, you know, I'd be wanting this to be at least at a 6.5 for me to justify coming back to it. What about you? How does your 5.75 match up?
Yeah, I matched it up really well. I mean, average flavor profile throughout with perfect construction. That's it gets kind of those high fives. But yeah, I didn't know what to expect going into this with a new, you know, being a new brand. I think this is supposed to be like one of their top tier cigars in the portfolio. You know, I think, you know, no matter what, you always kind of fall into that trap of thinking that, you know, how dark the wrapper is on this cigar, that you're going to be in for at least a medium strength cigar, you know, to start. But It was pretty light for me to start out with, and you know, kind of only built up to medium, so it just didn't have that. But this is a European brand, so I completely understand that kind of strength profile and what kind of the flavor delivery seem to be like, but you know, making their way into the United States, I just don't know if this is going to be kind of what talks to people, especially like, you know, at that strength level, being a super dark cigar, high price point. I just don't know if that's a recipe for success. So we'll see what some of the other stuff does, but I'm not sure. This one just didn't do it for me.
Yeah. I kind of wondered, if the profile wasn't by design for that European market, because, you know, as a smoking, I'm like, I've smoked cigars like this, on the Canadian market, which has cigars that are, you know, typically very, very close to the European market. And I agree with your comments that, you know, I think it would have a place in the American market. But the combination of the price point and, you know, the expectations, maybe the brand, it might be a difficult sell, but I'd certainly be more than interested to try other offerings from this company. So yeah
exactly. All right, wherever you're catching this video, be sure to like and subscribe, but check out the full written review on the website developpalace.com. follow us on all the social media channels, and you can catch all of our review recaps on podcasts, so iTunes, Google Play, and Podbean. Thank you for tuning in. We will catch you on the next one.
Buck.